The January 6th Select Committee holds its 9th hearing tomorrow, and as we wait to hear the panel's latest findings, we're learning more about someone who's accused of interfering with the investigation. Joseph Kafari is the Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security. He was appointed by former President Donald Trump. Accusations that Kafari was obstructing the investigation into the Capitol attack surfaced earlier this year. That prompted Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin to offer this assessment in August.
This man has lost whatever credibility he may have once had on this matter.
Kafari is now also under fire from members of his own workforce. NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales is here with us. And Claudia, you've spent time reporting on this man. What have you learned?
Right. Kafari took over as the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General in 2019 after he was appointed by then President Trump. And Kafari's still in that role today. He's a former Air Force officer who worked for the U.S. Justice Department, and he worked in political circles in Arizona. And now, as DHS Inspector General, he's faced several controversies, leading a workforce of about 750 employees. I talked to seven sources recently who are familiar with the inner workings of the agency, and NPR has agreed to withhold their names for fear of professional retaliation. But they told me that Kafari has fueled organizational dysfunction and abused his power.
Tell us more about that, about his sort of leadership style.
Right. We learned that dozens of watchdog lawyers have left under Kafari's watch. So that's more than 30 attorneys in the agency's Office of Counsel, which sources said is a loss of institutional knowledge, and it hurts oversight of DHS. This is the third largest government agency. It includes Customs and Border Protection and the Secret Service, among others. And as one source put it, the watchdog's leaders are, quote, too cozy with DHS officials. Sources also allege the agency has tried to get some career staffers to sign non-disclosure agreements, and what some worry is an attempt to block public scrutiny into investigations such as the January 6th probe. And for the agency's part, they responded to these allegations by saying they cannot comment about matters tied to ongoing investigations. But in an emailed statement, they said Kafari has made the Inspector General's office a, quote, model workplace with good worker relations.
Yet some of his workers have turned against him. There was a letter from anonymous workers asking Biden to fire Kafari. What's the status of that?
Right. This letter detailed a broad range of concerns, including that Kafari and top leaders have delayed critical investigations. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about this letter last month. Here's her response.
So we have heard about some of the issues with this particular inspector general, and we're going to take a look at those.
But the White House has not provided an update since. Now, we should note that Biden frequently slammed Trump for firing several watchdogs in 2020, and Biden has touted in several speeches, including his State of the Union address earlier this year, that, quote, the watchdogs are back, especially when it comes to oversight of pandemic relief funds. But he's facing increasing pressure to step in, at least in this case involving Kafari.
And how does the January 6th investigation factor into these concerns?
Yes, in July, Kafari alerted Congress that Secret Service had deleted text messages around the time of the attack. But later, congressional investigators learned Kafari had known about this for months. I talked to January 6th Chairman Benny Thompson soon after those revelations.
It appears that the IG is potentially at issue with the conduct of his investigation.
Two sources told me that this omission marked a culmination of months of Kafari and other top leaders at the watchdog agency interfering with their own career staffers' internal investigation of the probe. In some cases, even letting DHS officials edit watchdog requests for Secret Service materials. Now, members such as Thompson and House Oversight Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney, they're weighing next steps as Kafari is no longer cooperating with their requests. A congressional source tells me the Justice Department also received a request from Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin to take over Kafari's criminal probe into these missing Secret Service records. However, that source said DOJ declined to talk about where that stands.
And Claudia, very briefly, what's next for this agency?
Well, all eyes are on Biden and these congressional members. That said, these worries continue for career staffers, where sources say these workers just want to do their jobs, and right now they cannot.
NPR's Claudia Grisales, thank you.
Thank you much.